stocks, bonds, ETFs, straight out of downtown Chicago. This is Zach's Market Edge.
Welcome to Zach's Market Edge, the podcast about investing in your life. I'm your host, Tracy Reinick, and this week I'm joined by Maddie Johnson, Zach's editor and fellow podcaster with the Friday Finish Line podcast. And what's your other podcast?
Shopping for Stocks.
Oh, Shopping for Stocks. Good topic. She's here once again to discuss our favorite topic, which is the retailers. But this time we're focusing on the apparel retailers. Basically, who's going to survive? And are there buying opportunities in any of these stocks? I noticed over the past week or two that a lot of them have taken the plunge again, and they're trading at multi-year lows. Some are at five-year lows. Some are at the worst place they've been since the Great Recession. Everyone is doom and gloom and thinks they're all going under, but they're all not. And if you actually look at the fundamentals on some of these, they might be better than you think, but we're going to cover all that about which ones look kind of interesting from a buying perspective, even though no one wants to buy them. So welcome, Maddie.
Hi.
So here we are again on the retail front, but it's a story that's never ending. And as I said, I do think there's some possible buying opportunities here for
retail,
smart investors.
It's never as like bad as it seems, but I mean,
right.
whenever anything remotely, not like scary happens, but like any, let's say, earnings report happens and investors just panic. So then it brings the entire sector down.
Right.
Down with it.
Yeah. We've seen, you know, in recent months, a couple kind of prominent bankruptcies, I think. And that's what's having a lot of people spooked about some of these specialty retail chains. And in the apparel side, the Limited suddenly went under. It was owned, privately owned. And so they just literally closed their stores and said, see ya.
Bye.
I keep checking the website going, are they coming back? Because there was talk initially, like, they might just sell on the website. And
oh,
so,
they're not back online yet?
No. And
oh.
I feel like after months now, they basically will
that,
not be.
Yeah, that was their plan. And then BB
yes,
closed
that was
down
another one.
All of their brick-and-mortar stores.
Yes. Do they sell online? I haven't gone on
well,
there.
Well, that was their original plan.
Well,
I don't shop at BB, so I have not checked.
Apparently no one else does either. So those are all on the outs. So when you see stuff like that, you're like, who will be next? And then you hear these stories like Abercrombie, basically admitting that they're putting themselves up for sale.
Yeah, they're like, please, someone buy us.
Right, but we were just talking about this before we went on the podcast. Who would be a possible buyer for them? It's not, you know, no one else in the industry there, competitors like an Express or American Eagle, for that market that's like the teenage into the 20-somethings,
sure.
That's their market. None of them are in any, you know,
financial capacity to take that on.
Yeah, to go and add a whole nother huge brand like that that has similar problems to what they're having. Like all of them are in the same dilemma of the shopping mall and then those consumers not liking whatever they're offering, you know, problems with the product or trends and all that stuff that we've seen, especially with the teenage and 20-somethings. That's always been a difficult market. And then the transition to online, and then you have, you know, the Amazon thread, if you call it that.
And then the fast fashion retailers who are really just like taken over American Eagle's and Abercrombie's core customer.
Yes, the H&M's,
the H&M,
Zara.
Forever 20. Yeah, Zara, Forever 21.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the teens are shopping.
Right. So they're not going to be buying, but it could be like a private equity.
Definitely. That's what I think.
Yeah. They've been known to come in and they're, you know, have the turnaround specialists and try to revive some of these brands. Although I feel like some of them have gotten burned recently with the Limited shutting down. And then even J. Crew, that was a private equity buyout that is not really working out all that great for them, those buyers at the moment. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know on Abercrombie. They're reporting this week. We're going to maybe hear more about how things
any
are actually going.
Efforts, yeah.
Yeah. And just what they're doing for the, you know, sales and all of that. But those shares are at five-year lows now that they're trying to sell themselves. That ticker is ANF. This is not one that I consider a buying opportunity. Do you like any of the ones we just mentioned, American Eagle or Express? They're all kind of in that similar vein. American Eagle, has had the best same store sales, I think, out of all three.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the most popular.
Yeah, for now.
With its core, I guess it's with its core customer.
Yeah.
I think it's consistent with its product. Express, I still think it like doesn't know who its customer is. Is it the professional? Is it the teen? Is it the young adult? I think it's still trying to attract like all three of them, where it needs to focus on maybe one of those three.
Yeah, American Eagle doesn't carry suits, but Express does.
Express does.
Yeah.
Perhaps at like a, you know, a decent price point for like Definitely. That person going to their first interview.
Yeah.
But American Eagle, like, I think knows its customer. They're teenagers looking for trendy clothing at a decent price. Like I said, good denim for both men and women. My younger brother, that's his favorite store.
Yeah.
He also lives at a in a town where near a mall that it's like that's like one of the few stores left.
Oh no.
But so it's like thriving there.
Okay. They have the whole market.
They have the whole market, basically. But yeah.
Okay. American Eagle is ticker AEO. Those shares have been all over the place. They're not one of the ones that's trading at a new five-year low, but they did plunge down recently. Actually, they might be kind of close, but they've basically gone nowhere over the last 5 years. You do get a dividend with them, yielding 4.6%, and they've been real good at giving money back to shareholders. So you're basically buying it for the dividend, and they're paying you to be patient there. But it's not one of my favorites in the apparel area. If I'm looking for bargains, this isn't the one I would be going into. And then Express, I looked them up. Their PE is only 11, so they're real cheap. They don't pay a dividend, though, so you're not getting anything. And yes, the shares are at five-year lows there. Earnings expected to decline 16% this year as they're struggling a bit. So I'm not a fan of that one either. And I used to own it in the Value Investor a couple of years ago because they were on point with the denim. And I felt like, okay, they know what they're doing. They wrote off a whole bunch of inventory 1 year when things just were bad. Then they were cutting back on promotions. But this was about 2 years ago. And I feel like they're all back to 40, 50% off.
Yeah.
And a super promotional environment. And so I'm just not a fan at this time. And their ticker is EXPR. And as I said, American Eagle, AEO. But those are not the buying opportunities. So let's talk about a few other ones that have really plunged down. Some bigger names that aren't necessarily the teen 20-somethings, although there's some crossover. But you and I have been talking about Ascena. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ascena, yeah.
Okay. I never know. A-S-N-A. But better known as Ann Taylor.
Yes.
With Ann Taylor Loft. They also own Dress Barn, Maurice's.
Maurice's and Justice.
Justice, that's right. So they have a quite diverse field of brands, which I like. I think they have like 2,000 stores or something. Like have like a lot.
Oh, and they own Lou and Gray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're like kind of athletic brand.
Yes.
So they, you know, they have multiple price points. You'd think something would be doing better. Like Dress Barn was always, the last couple of years, holding up pretty good because it's at the lower price point. Or even the Loft was designed to be slightly lower price point compared to Ann Taylor. But no, they just warned.
But no.
And said basically all their divisions stink right now. Like all of them. So they have been making a big transition to the online. As you and I have talked about in the past, a year or two ago when you used to order from Ann Taylor, literally when you ordered online, their store, their local store would find the product, whoever had it, they would fulfill it at the store and then ship it to you from the store. It never came from like a distribution site or anything. And it was always strange. Like it would come in like some massive box. Like I ordered like one shirt and it would come in a huge box because that's all they happened to have in the store. Which I always thought was wasteful and dumb. And then it would even say, like, shipped from, you know, such and such store.
Yeah.
And so that seemed very inefficient to me to have, like, the staffers in the store fulfilling orders. You and I have talked about this because the Gap has done that too. But it does seem like that has all changed. And I'm not getting anything from the store now. It's, you know, I'm getting it from somewhere else and it's coming like immediately to me when I'm ordering from there. So they've gone to the other type of distribution, which is faster, and it has to be more cost efficient. So the Amazon threat and all of that is playing into it. And
Definitely. They
have this big plan for the online that appears to be working. It's just apparel in general is just not happening. So these shares have completely collapsed. They're at about $2. it's awful. The PE is 16, but the estimates are being cut, so that's why it's a little bit higher. They are going to be profitable this year and next, so okay, it's good. Not like they're losing money. Yeah.
Recently, like 2 weeks ago, I think I sent you that link, or you sent me the link where management cut guidance for yes. the next quarter, and the shares plunged like over 33%.
Yes.
It was like shocking how much the shares reacted.
Right. Basically, the street is saying when these are at $2 that there's nothing here. It's going under. But I don't believe that at all about this brand.
Well, because Loft is so popular.
Yeah.
But I guess. Is well, it? Maybe not.
Not right now.
Not right now.
But you're and acting like they literally. Right. But they're acting like it's literally going under. So I do like this stock as one of the value buys here. It is more risky because it's at $2. And if the shares were to go under $1, that's when a lot of the big funds and stuff have to sell out of it. They cannot own something under $1 and it gets a little bit crazier. But if you're willing to take a little bit of a chance, because they are profitable, if they weren't making money, I'd be more concerned. But I tell investors, dig in a little bit to see what their debt is doing and all of that, but I haven't heard that's an issue over there. Mm. And they have the management and team who kind of knows what they're doing and is doing it, but it's just a struggle right now with what's happening in apparel. So I like it, ASNA. I don't own it yet, but I'm eyeing it myself. I do like these, you know, beaten down retail stocks. Let's talk about one of their competitors. Let's talk about Urban Outfitters. Because they just reported, their ticker is URBN. This is another one that has multiple brands. So they have the Urban Outfitters brand. They also have Anthropologie. And then they have Free People. So it's three different things. Free People was the only one this last quarter that...
did well.
Yeah, same store sales were in the positive for them. That brand has been real strong. They also sell Free People wholesale through the department stores. Like yes. Something like 1,300 places sell it.
Yeah. At Nordstrom, for example.
Yes. And that's a huge business for them. It's been very popular in the department stores and other like retail boutiques and stuff where mm-hmm. they sell Free People clothing and accessories. So that's been popular. One of the things that did the worst in that quarter was the Anthro brand. I've noticed some more promotional activity over there where one of the Mother's Day weekend, it was 20% off everything,
well,
I think.
Just this past weekend, it was 25% off summer essentials. Yeah. That's why I went in the store.
Right. But they've never used to do promotions ever.
Nothing like that.
Zero.
That would be like after Christmas sale.
Yes.
Would be when, if you ever saw something like 25% off.
Right. You like rushed in there.
You're, oh my God, you right. get, I mean, their stuff is pricey and its right. stuff is still pricey.
So the fact that they're doing it almost every weekend is a bad sign. Mm-hmm. But what they did say on the conference call is they were actually pretty right on the trends. They were big with the onesies and the jumpers, rompers, which are in for women right now.
Yes, and men, but they don't sell men.
That's right. They have the men's romper now.
Apparel.
No, they don't. They do have the men's romper.
Romp him.
I haven't seen anyone wearing. In Chicago, no guy's going to wear the men's romper. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe in New York.
Well, it's not warm. It's not warm yet.
Okay, I'm waiting. And see anyone, any guy wearing the men's romper,
just wait till Lollapalooza weekend.
Well, maybe something like that.
They might pull them out.
Maybe some of the festivals. I don't know. But okay, so it's popular
moving
on the women's
side.
Right. And they did sell well in the quarter, they said. But
they do have a selection of jumpsuits and rompers.
Yes. And so they did well on that because it's all about on apparel, it's about the trends, and you got to get it right, which is why it's so difficult. So they did get that right. But they cut back on their dress inventory, and Anthropologie is known for its dresses.
Yes.
So you have like a special occasion or something else you need something for, you just look on their site, you just do. So they cut that back. Dress sales were okay, but because there were fewer to choose from, they sold fewer. And that is their most expensive item. So once that happened, that impacted the quarter, and it wasn't good. So it wasn't all doom and gloom at the Anthro, but... They're still not getting it right even when they get it right. They're still getting it wrong. So they're going to increase their dress inventory again. So I don't know. And then Urban was their troublemaker for a couple of years there. And that seems to have rebounded a bit. It was still negative same store sales comps. And Urban is like Anthro. They also have furniture and, you know.
Dude, they have a good apartment selection.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, that stuff I think is okay and sells okay for them. And on the apparel side, that seems to have stabilized a bit because that was not good for a couple of years because there is a higher price point at Urban as well.
Definitely.
On the apparel side.
Yeah.
They also are going more into the store experience where they're opening up, you know, even just like coffee shops or whatever they're doing, like inside the stores now.
This is news to me.
I thought it was exciting. Like they had that pizza restaurant kind of thing going on somewhere at one of their stores where they were going to incorporate that in there. And
interesting.
Yeah, I think it says
I guess pizza and honestly, pizza and Urban Outfitters kind of works.
Yeah.
Just like if they incorporated like a little coffee shop inside an Anthropology.
Right.
That could work as well.
Yeah. Can't you see like even like some little French pastry? I don't know
in an Anthro. Yeah.
Because they already sell items like that. And they have all those French books like go to Paris, like all over the store.
Candles burning.
Right.
Like, it just works.
Yeah. So that would create an experience that would make you want to go into the store. And once you're in there, you want to buy stuff. So
and pizza. We'll see. And then they could highlight the pizzas in New York.
Well,
at the Urban Outfitters in New York. And they then joined, in Chicago.
Yeah, they joined with some pizza restaurant chain or something. I thought they were out of Philadelphia originally. I don't remember. This was like a year or two ago. But they own, I think in their press release, they said they have like 15 restaurants now. So I'm assuming they're in the stores. And then they're making a bigger furniture-only store in Portland, like a huge one, which also makes
sense. See, that works well with that location,
yeah.
I think. This is interesting to me.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, they are definitely going into the direction of they still have the brick and mortar. They have the online, but they're trying to make it, you know, distinctive from some of these other brands. And it's not all mall based.
Well, I feel like Urban and Anthro kind of need the brick and mortar because they have like the areas of their stores with like their kitschy stuff. With like little knickknacks and books and home stuff.
Plates
and I buy like most of my kitchen bowls come from Anthropology.
Yeah.
But especially with Urban Outfitters, like I feel like you can get records there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works, but.
So we'll see. Okay, so those shares, 5-year lows as well. So they have plunged down.
It's not working as well.
Right. Because this last quarter, they missed and it wasn't that good.
Yeah, they did miss.
Yeah, the PE is 12.5, which I feel is pretty cheap here. But earnings expected to decline about 18% this year. The analysts also cut for next year. They are Zach's number 5 strong sell here because of all the estimates being cut. They don't pay a dividend, so you're not getting rewarded. But is this one to kind of keep on the list? I'm eyeing it. If, you know, we can see a turnaround maybe next quarter in what's going on. Or if the shares go a lot lower, I would be interested. So this is definitely one that even though, you know, watch that Zacks rank and see if that, you know, improves. But I would keep Urban Outfitters out there. They also are still profitable. Their ticker is URBN. So let's talk about the Gap. That's another one. Their shares are not at 5-year lows, but they were in early 2016 when they really plunged down. They're still pretty weak. They do pay a nice dividend, 4.1%. So you do get a juicy dividend for your troubles and your patience. Almost no earnings growth, but it's not plunging either. Just about down 1% for this year, maybe up 3% for next year. Pretty cheap, forward P of 11. They have the Gap. They have Banana.
They have Old Navy,
which is performing really well.
Really well, especially this past quarter.
Yeah.
Comps were up 8 points, 8%.
Yeah, they did have a good quarter in Old Navy again. That is also a global brand, which they've been expanding.
Yeah. And just a little note on Banana's comps. Banana's comps were down 4%. This past quarter, but in the year ago quarter, it was down 11%.
Right.
So Banana has made headway.
Right.
They're coming back.
People are grasping at that whole storyline of it's not as bad as it was.
As it was. It's coming back. Maybe.
Okay. So, and I feel like the Gap was negative for the quarter too, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure the Gap comps
down
were negative.
Yeah, 4, but in the year ago quarter, I think it was down 6.
Okay. Yeah.
So
the Gap didn't seem quite as bad, but they're all still highly promotional. They're all still 40% off
every weekend.
And maybe even more if you are like a Gap card holder, you can get 50%.
Usually you get an extra 10 or 15% off if you use your Gap brand card.
Now, how are they with the trends and all of that?
Gap, I think, is a disaster.
Okay.
I think it has been for a few years now. Just a disclaimer, I used to work for Banana Republic.
Okay. In like a sales capacity?
In a sales capacity.
Okay.
I was a stylist. I think it sounds better.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, for like 2.5 years, like 2 years ago. So right at like the downfall, like right when Marissa Webb came on. Anyways, yeah, Gap product-wise, trend-wise, it's just I feel like has been off. The only thing I like to buy at like Gap brand is their jeans, and that they're never on sale. The one thing I ever want to buy at Gap are their jeans, and they're always excluded from promotions.
Some of mine have been.
Usually online. Maybe I'm but whenever special. I go and say, like, whenever I go into a Gap and I'm like, oh, these jeans are, they're so cute. They're like perfect. They're on trend. And I'm like, everything else is 40% off except their denim.
Why don't you go online and order them?
Because I've lost interest as I walked out the door.
Now, what about they're carrying $100 denim now at the Gap, not at Banana? They have a new jean, the Sculpt jean, that's $100. Is that their targeted audience at the Gap? Will Gap people pay that? I guess if I get 40% off, it's not so bad. Then I'm getting them for $60.
But if I'm going to spend over $100 on denim or $100+ on denim, I'm going to get myself to a Nordstrom.
Okay, that's why I'm asking, because that's a little, that's pricey for that target audience.
Usually if I'm going to go to the Gap and spend any money on jeans, it's going to be between $70 and $80.
Okay.
Fingers crossed I can get them at 40% off.
Right, right. Okay, maybe they're listening to
us. And then Banana jeans are usually
those are closer to $100
to $90.
Yeah. They have a couple premium that are
if they're
like,
premium, they're over $100 that I'm like, oh,
but
okay.
I expect that at Banana.
Yeah. I have a few pairs of Banana jeans. They're nice. Banana product, I think, is good. I was telling you before we jumped onto the podcast, it's the product, I think, is better than ever for women.
Okay.
I mean, it's getting better. It's kind of escaped the clutches of Marissa Webb, where, like, a lot of color, it's more form-fitting. Men's product has always been good. Like, on the men's floor right now, they have a Louis Vuitton briefcases in glass cases. It's like that kind of vibe they're trying to project, this very classy, this very fancy, like we are Banana, you know, you can wear a Banana suit, but also carry, you know, Louis Vuitton briefcase. You can also buy the Louis Vuitton briefcase. It's not 40% off. I checked.
No.
You know, I asked. But yeah.
Okay. There's been no talk that I've heard of, you know, the Gap going under.
I don't think so.
I mean, they're pretty big, and like I said, they're paying that dividend 4.1%. We'd see the dividend being cut first if there was some kind of financial issue.
Yeah. I feel like with a guy like Art Peck as CEO, I think you do have like a really good person at like the helm of this brand, at the helm of like an apparel ship, if you will. I don't see it going under at all.
Okay. Well, this is now when we're talking about this. So, I like the Gap. I think it's pretty cheap here as a value investor. It's trading, like I said, at 11 times. You do get that dividend, but you're going to have to be real patient with these shares.
Yes.
That's why I kind of like dollar cost averaging in these kind of situations, because any of these retailers could go lower if, you know, we get some more bad news out of the apparel side. And if it looks like the consumer still just isn't buying any clothes, if they're going to walk around with only the rompers on, then it could have more issues. Now, one other one that I'm kind of watching, we never really discussed this one, but Guess, G-E-S, is the ticker. They're reporting this week as well. Earnings are expected to decline 22% this year. Those shares are also at 5-year lows, but they're big in Europe, and Europe appears to be coming back. Like, there's some growth going on there. The European consumer is not bad. The unemployment rate is falling there, not as quickly as in the United States, but it is falling. And their manufacturing has been good. It's at like 6-year highs now. So I feel like there's some optimism there, and you're going to go out and shop when you're optimistic. So I'm going to be watching the Gap. They supposedly pay a dividend of 9% now because the shares are at 5-year lows.
Oh.
I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if that could be cut. I'm going to tune in to the conference call and try to find that out, because some dividend lovers might be interested in, you know, jumping into to a retailer that has that kind of dividend. But again, the shares are at five-year lows. The PE is 29, so it's not that cheap because those estimates are being cut and on the decline. But we'll see what they say this quarter. Could be a turning point if they're showing real improvement in Europe. So the guess, it is found in some malls in America too. So
Still.
So that has some
and
issues.
Still higher end malls, I would say.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what they say. They're kind of one of the smaller forgotten ones, but don't keep them off the list, I don't think. I'm watching that one. Okay. So what are you buying? Anything? No. Do you like any of them as an investment? Are you on the sidelines on retail?
Stay clear of apparel.
Okay. I have not dove in on any apparel either. I've been buying some other retailers in my own portfolio,
risky.
But it is. That is usually the time when, you know, investors can get some good deals if you're, you know, you're bucking the trend. But I do think we're a ways off from some kind of recovery in these companies. And you could get them cheaper, especially if the overall market sells off, then these will too, obviously. And, you know, but value investors should be snooping around because despite what everybody says, all of the apparel retailers are not going under. They're just not. Buy the ones with the best fundamentals, financial fundamentals. And, you know, buy the profitable ones, because that's always helpful, obviously. Take a look at, you know, what their debt levels are like and things like that. You can find out a lot on the conference calls. I really recommend that investors listen to conference calls, because that is where the analysts are asking the more specific questions about, like, what's working, what's not. That's where you find out about the rompers. And, you know, and they might reveal other stuff, like, you know.
It tells you about the product,
yes.
Whether it's on trend or not. And that's important.
Right.
That's key to if any brand is reaching their customer and
right.
if the customer is responding.
Yeah. And even
if the customer is buying the clothes.
Right. And even what they're doing about marketing, I find those to be also very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, are they spending heavily on ads on Instagram? You know, Banana started that whole Olivia campaign where they're hiring, you know, celebrities, and they're hiring some Instagram stylists at various brands now who have, you know, a million or so followers on their Instagram accounts, because
there's Olivia's pics on,
yes.
on the website. Yep.
So that's a new area that a lot of these retailers are also going at. So if you are interested in this space, you have to know the business, kind of what's going on, and then look for your buying opportunities. So let me recap again our tickers here. So we talked about Abercrombie, ANF, American Eagle, AEO, Express, EXPR. Then we had Ascena, ASNA, Urban Outfitters, URBN, Gap is GPS. And then Guess is GES. I think that covered all the ones we mainly covered. Out of these, the ones I'm eyeing the most for myself is Ascena, ASNA. The Gap looks interesting here. GPS. And I'm keeping an eye on that Urban Outfitters play, because that could get interesting, especially if it goes a little bit lower here. So don't be afraid. Watch these retailers. People who confront their investing fears can sometimes get buying opportunities. And it's real hard right now with retail in kind of some chaos and, you know, uncertainty. So that makes it a little scary. But keep an eye on those fundamentals. And as always, I'll have more on all these topics going forward on Zach's Market Edge, of course. And I'm sure I'll have Maddie on again. Of course I will, to talk about the retail scene, because it's so interesting. And the millennials, we talk a lot about that occasionally.
Yeah.
We're also going to do something on food coming up, maybe. So
always down to talk about food.
Yeah. So I'll have Maddie back on. That might be a better, more positive type of story than what the retail side is. And you can also get all of our old podcasts on SoundCloud and also on Apple Podcasts. And you can check out Maddie's, her podcasts are all on both of those. Are they all on SoundCloud? No.
They're all on SoundCloud.
They're all on SoundCloud. Yeah. Okay. So you can check out those on SoundCloud and also on Apple Podcasts as well. And I'll see you again next time.